Right now, we're going to be able to go to Sophie Elman Golan from the Jews for Racial and Economic Justice. They're one of a number of groups that's holding an emergency Seder outside of the home of Chuck Schumer in Brooklyn. Sophie, are you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So we have a few more minutes left in the show today. Can you tell us, can you kind of paint the scene of what's going on out there with the emergency Seder and why you all are doing this?
Yeah, we're prepared to hold a Seder ritual tonight outside in Grand Army Plaza right by Senator Schumer's home, calling, you know, for an end to the arming of Israel as it bombs Gaza and, you know, continues to support settlers terrorizing Palestinians in the West Bank. You know, I believe the vote has not yet happened yet, but regardless of what happens, you know, we're gathering as thousands of American Jews on the second night of Passover and on the doorstep of Senator Schumer to demand an end to this, the U.S. funding and arming the Israeli military as it enacts genocidal violence. So we'll be gathering together. You know, this is a holiday of, this is supposed to be the Jewish holiday of liberation, but never again means never again for anyone. And we cannot, you know, celebrate liberation when in our name such violent oppression is being carried out in our name and with our tax dollars.
Right. And for people who aren't totally familiar with the Passover story, the liberation story, can you just outline that and why you think that points toward solidarity with the Palestinians in this time?
Yeah, this is the, you know, the Passover story is the biblical Exodus story of, you know, the Jewish people or the Hebrews, as, you know, they're called, or Israelites, you know, being enslaved in Egypt and being liberated through, you know, essentially a series of miracles brought on by God through the prophet Moses. And you know, the people are able to escape out of Mitzrayim, which translates to the narrow place, out of enslavement and into liberation and freedom. And it feels, you know, ironic that we are recalling the story of an Exodus where, you know, the Hebrew slaves, you know, left Egypt, fled Egypt in search of freedom, when right now so many Palestinians are actually desperately trying to get into Egypt in order to stay alive. And of course, when forced to flee, are doing so without even knowing if they'll be able to return to their homes. So it feels extremely important for us that we come together today and we, you know, continue to say that we are acting right now, speaking out as Jews and speaking out for Palestinians, you know, not in spite of our Jewish values, but because of them and with our Jewish ritual. There is a
right.
part of the Seder that involves, it's called Shulchan Arech, and it's a sort of celebratory meal, and we'll be forgoing that tonight because we don't feel that we can, at this gathering, we don't feel that we want to be holding a celebratory meal outside of Senator Schumer's home while we're calling on him to end U.S. funding for the Israeli military's violence against Palestinians.
Right. And I'm sure you're following all the news from the encampments, including the one at Columbia, which has sort of been the focal point of a lot of media attention. Sophie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Tremendous media attention at Columbia. And certainly there's been this narrative in the right-wing press and a lot of, in corporate outlets, that Jewish safety has been endangered. The Jewish students at Columbia and other campuses are in danger from these encampments. Your thought of the way Jewish safety is being framed here in terms of demands to shut down these encampments?
Yeah, I mean,
we have about one more minute.
Sure. We fully reject the right-wing characterization of our movements as inevitably hostile or permanently hostile towards us as Jews. You know, the people who have lined up to frame this as an issue of Jewish safety are, of course, saying nothing about the safety of Jewish students who were arrested by the NYPD. They've made, you know, these photo op visits to Columbia as if it is a war zone. But we, of course, know where the real war zone is, and it is in Gaza. And, you know, we reject any kind of idea that positions Jewish safety as in conflict with free speech and with our, you know, our progressive movements and our values. So we reject that narrative. You know, Jewish students have been speaking out saying that they reject it as well. Certainly all Jews should feel safe and respected in our Jewish identity. And there will always be people who will try to inject hateful message into public action. But we know that those are disproportionately amplified as representatives by those who oppose and want to fear the movement. And we're not going to be distracted from the thing that we're calling for, which is, of course, for the end of the U.S. military's support for the Israeli military's genocide against Palestinians.